Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, a podcast where each week myself and my friend chat about John Leguizamo and everything he's ever been in. We promised 4 mini episodes and lucky you, you're getting a couple more because we're back and that's exciting, but we literally have just this, like within the last 20 minutes been back. So yeah, shit intro.
You said... So before we started...
Can we start again?
No, because I want to say before we started, Mish, you said, I've got this intro. And the confidence with which you said, Zach, I'll do the intro, made me think you had a really strong plan for the
intro. Not even a little bit.
I thought you were going to say... I thought you were going to say something like, you know, even though it's only been a week for you, we have been apart for 2 months because we banked those mini episodes. Zach has been off on tour and this is a welcome back. I thought you were going to be really kind to me.
I got halfway really through the warm. Intro and was like, I've forgotten how to do this.
Yeah, no, and that's okay. I'm just going to be real here. I thought you were planning like a warm welcome back, Zach, kind of tone.
We can start again.
No, it wouldn't feel honest.
Yeah, fair. It is really, really nice to have us back together. Like Zach just mentioned earlier, it might feel for you like it's only been a week, but we have been apart for 2 months.
This would have been great in the intro.
This would have been fucking great about 45 seconds ago. but no, Zach's been in a big world tour moment and I have had hay fever. So... We're all, like, things are happening for us.
It's all happening. It's all going.
But you're literally catching Zach and Mish having a catch-up because we only came together about 20 minutes ago. Zach ate some chicken.
Yeah.
And I blew my nose and then we pressed record.
We are hot off the press. Mm. We are ready to go. I am jet-lagged still.
How many days has it been?
I got back. What's the day today? Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
We're recording this on a Tuesday. And I got back on Saturday.
Okay.
And it's not that I'm... it depends on what your definition is of jet lag. I'm no longer feeling the effects of the flight, but it's Nine Eyes time for me now. We're recording this at 7 p.m.
Yep, I understand.
And with the time difference and everything, like I was awake at 6 and now maybe earlier and now I'm ready for Nine Eyes.
When Zach isn't a jet lag boy, what time do you usually go to bed?
Ah, Mish, anytime. Late.
3, 4?
It can be that late if I'm buzzing post when I'm perform. I mean, this is the thing. I've just been performing shows for the last two months. So when I'm performing a show, till kind of 4, 3 or 4.
And then maybe you sleep to like midday?
I try to, but when I'm on tour, so.
Yeah, you got
to
be up.
When I'm in Melbourne, you know, when we played Melbourne, we did 7 shows in a row. So I could do what you're describing. When we used to do festivals, that's how it worked. But now, it's a little bit hard. I'm still figuring that out because I'll be up till 5, but I've got to be up at 11 and pack my bag for maybe 10, 9. So it schmooshes. You know, there are definitely days where I'm going on 3 hours sleep.
This might be a... you might not want to answer this because I don't know if it'll make you look like you've lost touch with the common man.
Probably.
How do you get your laundry done?
Oh, no. So there's a person.
Oh, so there is a person who does your laundry.
Yeah, that we fly with, we bring with us.
A laundry? You bring
her
a laundry?
No.
I was like, I'll do that. I am me for that.
No. So sometimes there's a this is all right. That's what today's podcast is about. Is all the questions you have about touring. Sometimes there's a washing machine at the venue. So because they're used to, well, sometimes costumes and stuff. If it's a venue that does theatre, or they're also used to. They sometimes have bus tours. So if someone's tour, like if it's a music venue, people live on buses. They get out of the bus, do the show. So they need showers and stuff.
Did you shower at fancy theatres?
I had a couple of showers at the theatre. The backstage is rarely that fancy. The showers are rarely like.
When you had a shower, did you ever think there's been some famous people who've had a shower?
Like God, maybe like. Maybe,
you know, big
legs,
Johnny Legs.
You know, maybe.
Well, okay. Funny you should bring him up though, because you have. So Zach's been gone.
I didn't finish answering the laundry question.
Sorry, go on.
There is something related to John Leguizamo, which is the promise of this podcast. But you asked a question. I'm a man of my word. I'm going to finish the answer. Sometimes there's a laundry at the hotel. Very rarely though, but more than anything. Mish Witchrup, I did one of two things. I either went to a laundromat and I sat there while it did it. And those fast machines, they get it done in an hour or two. So you can just sit there. Or I did a wash, dry, fold.
Oh, yeah.
Which in the UK and the US can be quite affordable if you find the right place. So I just bring my bag and then come back the next day.
I love a wash, dry, fold.
Wash, dry, fold is a dream. Love a wash, dry, fold. The issue is you need to be in a place long enough. So I did a wash, dry, fold in New York. I did a wash, dry, fold in Glasgow. I did a wash, dry, fold when I came back to New York.
I did a wash, dry, fold in Glasgow.
Oh, well, there you go.
When I did Europe in 2016.
Yeah, when you toured Europe.
When I toured Europe.
You'll be there. You're going to go there for Edinburgh 1 year soon,
yeah,
I reckon.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, you just go there. You fly, you'll...
But when we got to Glasgow, we did a wash, dry, fold.
Oh, it's a treat.
I also did a wash, dry, fold in Paris and a wash, dry, fold in Munich.
Yeah. I don't know what yes is in German.
Da. No, that's Russian.
Da. No, yeah, I don't know German.
No.
Uh-oh, the German fans are coming after you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But now you're going to talk about John Leguizamo.
Now, this is from my perspective, right? So Zach has been gone for 2 months.
Yeah.
But about 2-3 weeks in.
About a month ago.
Yep. I get a message from Zach. I'm at work. So I've been working a fun little job for the last few couple of months in television production, which has been so lovely. I've really enjoyed myself. But I was
the hay fever thing was a joke.
Yeah, I have to be doing
other things. All right.
Things are going well, actually. But I do have hay fever. Anyway, about 2, 3, 4 weeks into Zach being away, I get a message from Zach. And when I tell you, I read this message at work, at my desk at work, I like immediately started going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, told everyone around me. And everyone was like, that's cool, man. But I freaked out. Zach, what did the message say?
My message said that there was a chance that John Leguizamo was going to be coming to one of my shows.
Now, this fucked me up on multiple levels. Firstly, that's so fucking insane that John Leguizamo would come and see you.
Yeah.
The second was like, oh, my God, I know how badly Zach doesn't want to have that. Hey, man, I have a podcast about you. And so I was like, oh, God, Zach, are you okay? Like, don't freak out. It's fine. And then another part of me was so obscenely jealous.
Do you know,
now, I've talked to you about this before, about the things that I've been jealous of. Doesn't happen very often. Like, I don't, it does not happen
Very often. You don't get jealous very often. Do you know how I know that?
How?
You tell me every time you get jealous, which means you've told me very often that you don't get jealous. Oh, that's,
such a mean read.
That was a funny read.
I haven't missed you at all.
Oh, come on. No, that's all right. You don't get jealous often. You don't.
The one time I remember properly being jealous was when you hosted Rage. We've talked
and
about that.
And when I flew business class.
And when you flew business class. Those are the two times I've ever been like, when you went to, that time you went to LA on business, someone flew you there for a few days to go to a premiere. I was like, that is so bougie and so wonderful.
Mm.
And then Rage because, like, so much fun. And the idea that you would meet Johnny Legs without me.
Do you know?
Hurt me in a place that I cannot even begin to explain.
Do you know why I sent that message?
Why?
Because I knew that if I posted a photo of me and John Leguizamo on Instagram without any heads up,
I would know. My first instinct reaction would be to be like, that's so fucking cool. Oh my God, I need to hear everything.
Do you know what? That's the text I would have gotten.
Yeah.
You would have sent me a text.
Oh, but you know how I would have felt.
You would have sent me a text going, oh my God, I can't believe you met him. And I would have felt horrible.
No, I would want to have known anything.
You wouldn't have said a single word about being jealous or upset, but I would have felt horrible.
It's not the jealousy that you met him. It's the jealousy that you met him without me.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I feel like I've reserved the right as your friend to meet John Leguizamo with you.
Well, yeah. I mean, now I should say he didn't come to the show.
Now, the reason I know he didn't come to your show is because the night that he would have come to your show, he went to the White House.
Oh, which we will talk about.
Which we will talk about.
But no, So the backstory is, I think I've said this before and I think it's come up, but our promoter in the US also was a producer of one of his
live shows,
one of his Broadway shows. We haven't talked about that one yet. It's one of the ones he did in the mid-2000s.
Ooh.
Anyway, I have a direct link, and I have had the entire time we've done this podcast. This podcast has always been a little weirder than I think the tone has given off, because the steps removed from this guy has not been as that's the reason, right? So there's always been that link there. And people have often said to me, why don't you reach out to Arnold, get and see if he'll have John Leguizamo on the podcast? And I haven't for two reasons. One is I never want to meet John Leguizamo. I'm doing a podcast about him. It's weird.
100% it's weird.
That would be a weird interaction. What do you say to that guy?
Yeah.
I'm sure he finds it very flattering, but he doesn't want to ever meet us.
No, he doesn't. There's a part of him that thinks that we're weird.
And I'll tell you why, Mish. Mm-hmm. Because we are.
Yeah. Because this was a fucking strange choice. Just like we wouldn't really want to meet Poe.
No.
And if some of you were like, what the fuck? It's because we did a MasterChef podcast before this one.
We did a MasterChef podcast.
And it was all about MasterChef Season 1. If we met Poe or Julie Goodwin, that would be psycho.
I had an opportunity to meet George.
Yeah.
And I explained to my management, I said, I don't think that's a good idea.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
I said, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't think you should do that.
I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah.
Number two, the reason why I've never reached out to Arnold is I don't think it's fun or in the spirit of this podcast, it feels like a shortcut.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it feels like that's not how I want it to happen.
I get it. And I'd like to think another reason is because I wasn't there to do it with you, right?
No, not at all. That post would have gone off.
Oh, my God.
And I would have
cross-posted,
not to be too cynical here, but I would have cross-posted with Mish and Zach. Mm-hmm. It would have been a Zach and Mish and Zach post. Mm-hmm. And it would have just gone off.
Zach, I would have absolutely pooed myself. That I honestly, as much as it's like I wish I could have been there and I would have been jealous, I would have been calling you instantly. You would have had like 40 missed calls from me because you never answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have had to have known every single detail.
I'll tell you how it would have played out. Arnold my manager would have come up and said, or my promoter in the US. So here's the story. Arnold was like, someone mentioned, he was talking about something. I said, you know, I have a podcast about John Leguizamo. And he was like, yes, someone else was telling me, you know what, I'm going to call him, invite him to the show. And I said, trigger warning, Arnold, I'd rather kill myself than actually meet him. I said, Arnold, I don't want to meet him. That's so awkward. I've done a podcast where I'm watching everything
he's
in. For
over 2 years.
That's the most horrific concept ever. That's so awkward. I want to meet him. I'm a big fan of the guy.
Yeah, I know.
But it's so awkward.
That's
now
the thing. It's like, if before we'd done this podcast, if we were given the opportunity to meet John Leguizamo, like, you fucking wouldn't.
Awesome.
Awesome. Even I, who's not in your position at all professionally, right? Even if I was
whatever.
No, but even if I was given the opportunity, I don't think I could do it. I really, well, not without you. I'd need you there. Like, I honestly would feel so deeply uncomfortable having a conversation with him after what I know when I know where he was born.
So
like, I know I could tell you the year in which movies were made. I could almost chronologically list his filmography, and that is insane.
I've watched that romantic comedy / thriller he did with Steve Coogan.
If someone says to me, what movie has Tina Fey done with John Leguizamo, I know the answer.
Oh, you know the
like
answer.
That.
Like that. It would have been, so you would have called him and like, what was it like? And it would have been like me going, hi, John, thanks so much for coming to the show.
You
and
he
would have
been like, podcast at all.
No, but it would have come up because Arnold would have mentioned it probably. And it would have been like, aha, yeah, good, good, good.
Would you have talked the podcast down heaps?
I would have mentioned the podcast because the number one thing that would have happened in that interaction is I would have made sure someone was ready to take a photo. And I wouldn't have felt good posting it without him knowing who I was.
Okay, yes. Oh, yeah.
And also, he would have been, he would have known. The call he would have gotten would have been like, here's the link. He would have known. It would have been like, oh, and this is Zach. He does the podcast about you.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have been the
psycho.
The
behavior.
Social lubricant. It would have been the most awkward interaction ever, but it would have been worth it because a post going with me and John Leguizamo with something saying something along the lines of, John Leguizamo came to our show. Mish, the likes.
Oh, my God.
The numbers. I was already planning.
He would have shared that one as well. He'd seen how much it was going off, he'd be like, oh, I'll share that.
I was already talking to Tom about doing an emergency Zoom podcast with you about it. If I met him, we would have gone on Zoom, we would have done a podcast about it.
That would have just been an entire podcast of you talking about it, me just every once in a while being like, wow.
No, it would have been
great.
You.
I'm so happy for you.
You get this the wrong way around. It would have been you going, and then what did he say? And then I would have said, it would have been an entire podcast of you being like, and then what did he say? And I would have said, I've already told you. I said, hello, nice to meet you. Bit weird that I do a podcast about you. And he would have said, haha, no, it's nice. And then I would have said, do you mind if we get a photo?
Yeah.
And then he would have said, no worries at all.
And he might have said some nice stuff about the show.
Yeah. And then I would have also said, because we have a sketch in it that's got the same joke as the Christmas movie he just did.
Violent Night.
And we have a sketch. I can't give it all. I probably can.
What's
but
the
we'll
sketch?
Film it eventually. I don't want to give it away. There's a sketch in our live show and there's a joke in Violent Night that are the same. But we've been doing the live show longer than Violent Night has been out.
Okay.
But I would have had to have said to him, oh, just so you know, we were doing that sketch before Violent Night came out.
Yeah.
And that would have been the entire conversation.
Yep.
It would have been really awkward.
Yep.
Really weird. But we would have done a very funny podcast about the fact that
Fuck.
That was...
It would have been crazy.
It would have been awesome.
I feel, though, I can say comfortably, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the opportunity.
That was the window, yeah.
That was the window. And now I think we can comfortably say we may never meet that man. Well, no, we will not meet
that man. Mish, I think the world is smaller than you think. I just think there is a greater chance that we may one day bump into him. Mm. Who knows? He might be doing an Australian film. He might be doing...
That's true. You could work with the guy.
You could work with the guy.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
You could be, you know, you work in TV production now.
I do.
You could be producing on something. He could be promoting something.
True.
He could pop in. He could, you know, who knows?
Mm, would be
who
crazy.
Who knows?
It is worth mentioning as well, before we wrap this mini, that we, well, Mission Zach's Instagram page got inundated with requests to talk about, at the very least, to just to kind of like have a very brief chat about something that happened.
Yep.
Just like less than a week ago, 5 days ago.
Yeah.
And that was that John Leguizamo went to the White House.
Now, we mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
This was why he couldn't attend my show, we assume.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's because he was at the White House.
I never asked Arnold, my tour manager. I never said, hey, how did that conversation go? Because I didn't want to know.
Yeah. Now, why was we, like, I mean, obviously whenever John Leguizamo does anything, we get told about it because you guys are so great. You're on it. You're fucking on it.
You guys love John Leguizamo.
But the reason this one is so, like, notable is it's because it was the White House dinner for Anthony Albanese, who is the current Australian Prime Minister.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so you missed all of this, didn't you?
I was on tour.
It was the state dinner for Anthony Albanese, who was in Washington visiting Joe Biden. So they had a state dinner, and John Leguizamo and his wife were invited along.
Why?
Just to have a chat, I think, about Latin American rights and what's going on there.
So it's just a dinner and they just have a big dinner and celebrities are sometimes invited.
Yeah, so there was a group of people that were invited. Like, I believe there was a sculptor that was there as well. Oh God, who else was there? I'm sure there were other people there. I feel awful for not doing some proper research on it. But yeah, no, there were people there.
I deleted my Instagram for most of the second half of the tour. So I'm very out of the loop. I deleted newspapers. And I deleted Instagram. I'm not going to say why because this is a comedy podcast and I don't want to get down in the dumps. But I was just like, I don't want to think about the news or social media for a few weeks. And fair. So I fully missed this. I fully missed it. Now, I did see him looking fly.
Full black tie event it was.
Yeah.
Both him and his wife looked stunning.
Yeah.
But I can confirm that there are no photos of John Leguizamo and Anthony Albanese together.
We should try and get Albo on the podcast.
I don't think that would be too hard. that should be easy.
I think that's easier than getting John Leguizamo on the podcast.
What?
I think it'd be easier to get Anthony Albanese. I don't want to get a politician on the podcast.
Zach, this podcast is not popular. You think Anthony Albanese would come on our podcast?
What did I say?
So it'd be easier than John. I think we could get John on.
I did not say that it would be easy to get Anthony Albanese on. I said it would be easier than getting John.
No, I disagree wholeheartedly. I'd like to put it to our listeners. Who do you think it would be easier to get? Albo or Legs?
I think
Albo v. Legs.
I'm trying to think of people I know. I got links to the Labor Party, man.
All right. I'd like to, sure, let's try.
I really don't. I don't want people thinking I'm, no. I don't want the listeners thinking I'm some sort of like.
No. We're going to get Albo on the pod.
Oh, I don't want to get a politician on. Politicians are always so boring.
Well, okay, well now we can't get him on.
And we've got to get it, if we get him on for balance, we've got to get Lord Voldemort on.
No.
We've
got to get Dutton in to talk about Ice Age 6. We've got to get...
It's for balance. Hey, this is the ABC after
Do you reckon that Dutton would be interested in watching Bloodline Season 3, Episode 4?
Oh, God. Probably.
Anyway, very, very cool that John Leguizamo and Anthony Albanese were in the same room together. I'd like to think that they had a chat.
We're going to get Albo about us. On. We're going to get Albo on. We're going to talk
about it. Yeah, we'll give it a crack.
We'll have a crack.
Now, next, it's we'll worth...
just comment.
Hey, Albo. Hey, Albo. Everyone of his... Hey, there you go. Listeners, if you want Albo on the post, let him... If you want Albo on the pod, just jump on his, like, posts and list. I'll be like, jump, go on Leguizamo.
Nothing too serious. Only his lighthearted ones. Yeah. Don't be posting under serious stuff. But 100%. Anything he posts that's like... You know how politicians do their little underneath it, just be like, hey, Albo, heard you had a state dinner with John Leguizamo. You should go on this podcast to talk about it.
Yeah, but we really do want to be emphatically reinforce not under the serious posts. That nothing, would be deeply inappropriate.
Nothing serious. Just him being like, oh, went and bloody got a sausage.
Yeah, thinking that. So Polly's love pictures with barbecues.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, look, we will be back next week, obviously. But
obviously, every week we deliver, unless we forget to put the podcast on.
That's true.
Spotify.
That's a fair point. Full disclosure, next week will also be a mini episode. Why?
Because we're lazy.
No, because we're exhausted. No, it's because we literally don't have any time to record but go back to Bloodline yet, but we will do a delicious little mini episode for you, and then we promise.
Back to Bloodline.
Back to Bloodline-orama, which took a delicious dip in listeners.
Did it really?
Yes. People, but then the minis up again. People like them.
People are
just like, I'm checking out for Bloodline.
Well, it's dense.
Yeah, it's a lot. But for those of you who have stuck in with Bloodline, let us know that you're still there for Bloodline. But we'll be next week, delicious little mini. And the week after, it will be back to Bloodline. And just a nice little kind of sneak peek into next week. We did a mini episode where John Leguizamo and Kelly Ripa had a dance.
Amish, you just admitted the truth.
What?
You said the truth, which is always right. We should always be honest. But when you just said then it's because we're exhausted and we don't have time, which is true, I was going to take the tone of, and maybe we still do this next week, even though we've admitted the truth, next week can we actually take the tone of we wanted to do Bloodline. We had all the time in the world to watch Bloodline, but we have to address this.
Okay.
So that's the tone, everyone. Forget that you just heard the truth.
Yeah. But just know that it has something to do with Kelly Ripa and John Leguizamo having a dance on YouTube.
We've got a viral comment.
Can you fucking imagine?
Next week on Leguizamo-rama.
Have a wonderful week. We'll chat next week. And yeah, bye.
Next week.
Next week.
On Leguizamo-rama. That's how we close out now.
Okay.
We do a tease and then we say.
Oh, that's cool.
Next week on Leguizamo-rama. Like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Peace. I hate the word. I got one leg, you're gonna fuck it and chicken. You're gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man. Luigi Mario!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.